Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Your future lay out there in the bullpen.
The starters are out. Now it's time to head to the bullpen.
Squad, bullpen, now.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Go ahead, call the producers.
Who would it now? Hour number two,
bullpen, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Sean Makes, Cam Spence. I am Brian McDonald. John Belmer with us behind the glass. We got 1 hour to go, as I said a second ago. We'll go until 2 o'clock. I believe we'll be back the week following. I haven't seen the Aggies schedule. There's no way to know. I'm not going to look it up. You'll find out when we...
If only we got an email.
We're either on the air or not on
I'm
the
on
air
it.
Next week. Oh, damn it, Cam. There is a way to find out. What are the Aggies playing next week?
They're playing Arkansas at 2:30.
Oh, so that's gonna be a short show then. We'll be off at 1:30.
We will have to start. Yeah. I will have to start the pregame at 1:30.
Our pregame. So we
Cam
will
Smith
be on the
will
show.
Be running the board for that A&M,
yeah. But an abbreviated version. Yeah, with Cam, you'll get a lot of Cam Smith, both bullpen and then running the show, running the Yaggies game.
You're
gonna,
on the ones and
you're twos. You're gonna inject some personality into the broadcast, like just a little turn off the microphone and give some analysis.
I will.
Of the plays.
Yes.
Every once in a while.
That's good. You should do that.
I have.
They love it when you do that.
It does arouse.
Just turn off. I would run the ball here and then turn the game back on.
You don't turn it off, though. You just turn yourself on and act like you're part of the broadcast.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, just in the background.
I have to be careful.
Whenever they're laying out to try to let the crowd, the crowd noise speak, you just interject.
I have to be careful because I don't want to offend anybody over there. Since
Please
we,
don't.
But I will say
Tread
the elder,
very careful.
And I'm blanking on his name.
Stop,
it's not Dave Ramsey. I don't know.
Dave Ramsey's the financial guy. It's definitely not Dave Ramsey.
It's the elderly gentleman that
okay,
still does the
All right, we're going to move on to the Rockets now before that Cam gets her Aggies contracts canceled. Cam, tell us off the air. All right, Sean, so you got some Rockets topics for us to get into before Cam gets us canceled. What do you got for us, Sean?
Yes, let's
What old man are you not willing to call out now, right now?
LeBron James.
Okay.
For his sciatic pain, which big time dad injury.
Yeah.
Probably flared up while he's watching Reacher on Amazon.
Oh, okay. All right. The Reacher slander needs to end here, sir.
So fantastic season show. Is 10 days. Can you please try and do a show?
I forgot I was talking to a pro.
Season is
the only pro.
10 days away for the Rockets. Obviously, big news. What was that, last week? Has it already been 2 weeks with the Fred VanVleet torn
weeks.
ACL kind of through – I don't know, threw not the season into, disarray, but definitely, shook up what our perception of this team is. So with this new perception that we have, who would you say is the biggest X factor whether the Rockets are going to, continue on this upward trajectory of, maybe not just being a high seed in the playoffs, but actually winning playoff series, maybe making a West Finals or pushing OKC to the brink? Who would you say is the X factor in that?
That's a tricky one. I want to say yes.
It's a good question. That's what I do.
I think it's going to be a min, but if you're asking me who I think needs to be the biggest X factor, I'm going to say Jabari.
Jabari Smith?
Yeah.
Is that a skill set thing where he is kind of the only guy who can be a complimentary piece, like shooting the ball and can stay on the court defensively and is very versatile, actually, on defense?
That, and it's just, all right, look, you're gonna have to expect Kevin's probably going to miss 12, 13 games this year.
Yeah.
And you're going to need some more offensive firepower, especially with Fred out. And Jabari just got that massive contract. So I think it's just, it's time for him
Jr.
to step up. It's time for him to step up.
You need the KD Jr. when...
Yes.
KD,
yeah, I mean literally
KD original recipe.
Yes.
KD is going to be out.
Yes.
Brian, how about you?
Two names popped to mind immediately when you asked this question, and I think it works well for this conversation. It doesn't happen to be either the names Cam mentioned, although those are worthy names as well. But we know both because they can't go out and make any moves really until December 5th. Is that the
15th.
Day? 15th. They're gonna trot out Reed Smith or Reed Shepard and try that out for a while. So to me, like, is Reed Shepard someone that can actually physically hold up? Like, we saw in limited sample size last year in the playoffs, like when the Rockets tried to let the bench take over late in games, they were blowing out. They had to put starters back in.
Game six.
Because Reed Shepard was just getting bullied out there. Like, he wasn't big enough to hold up and run that position. So I think Reed Shepard's one that pops to mind. And also, I think it's important, especially without the playmaking that you're going to miss from losing Fred VanVleet. We need to see. I think we need to see Şengün take the next step. We know he can be kind of a, not really a point forward, but someone who can be a distributor. He can be a playmaker. Struggled last year at times and in years past with finishing around the rim. Just all around from Jabari. I mean, not from Jabari, from Şengün. I think we need to see a step up there.
Yeah, I think that if you get a you know, maybe not like a huge leap season, but the next step kind of season from Şengün, who's still, I think, only 23 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where you turn into a team that isn't so KD dependent. Like, when Cam was saying, when he's going to be out, where you're a team that still has a bona fide all-star. He was an all-star last year. I think injury replacement, so little tiny asterisks on that. But if he can become a, you know, legitimate all-star, can become one of the 20 best players in the league this season, that's going to be something where, I mean, obviously it helps a lot when KD is out, but it'll also help when KD's in there and you have two legit stars that you can go to in half court, which is two more really than they had for points of last season. For me, by the way, great answers, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, you did, the two of you, give four people on the roster, so you took essentially a third of the roster.
That's called great gameplay, Sean.
You took every starter except for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, great gameplay.
So I'll go. You know what? I think Cam's answer is better. I'll go with Amin Thompson.
Damn it!
To me, is the X factor, and this will kind of lead us into talking about where some of the Rockets stack up in the annual NBA GM survey. They asked GMs, all 30 GMs, I think it was 48 questions, which, by the way, it's a ton of questions to ask these guys.
Can we whittle that down by at least a third?
Yeah, can we get like 20? 20
good
ones?
I think it's got a cap at 20.
So anyway, they wasted all 30 GMs' times with a lot of these questions. One of the questions was, which player in the NBA is most likely to have a breakout season in 25-26 and leading the way with 30% of the vote? Houston's own Amin Thompson was the choice among NBA executives. And to me, that does speak to the upside that people around the league see in Amin Thompson. And it plays a part in the Fred VanVleet absence of, can he develop into a primary creator on offense? I don't really think he has to, but if he does, oh boy, are we talking
look
about a really good
out
team? Because, yeah, I think they can play through Şengün a little bit. Obviously, they have Kevin Durant, and like, when in doubt, you can just throw Kevin Durant the ball. Go score for us, please, Kevin. And he is among the best in NBA history at doing that.
I read the same thing, and I think I also read something where they said that they basically think Amin is going to be like the better Ben Simmons that Ben Simmons should have been.
That was my kind of scout, you know, loose scouting report on him after his rookie year, was like, what if Ben Simmons wasn't a bitch, is kind of like Amin Thompson. It's just like, what if Ben Simmons was like an absolute dog? That's Amin Thompson. And so,
well, definitely dog. We saw that Warriors series.
Thank you. I will say, this just kind of speaks.
He's spitting facts, John. He's spitting facts.
Like, you can't, you know it.
I can't dispute it.
When a man's right, he's right. That's all I can say. Among others receiving votes, these guys, I think, only got like one or two votes.
Can I stop you real quick? The thing that I noticed most about this list is not only that Amin Thompson is first, is how big the gap is between the people you're about to say.
Yes, Amin was 30%, and then tied for second is his twin brother, Asar, for Detroit, and Brandon Miller and Victor Wembanyama. That shouldn't count in my book.
Yeah,
10%.
So a huge gap.
20% more. And then the others receiving votes, I mean, it's like a third of the league. But you do get Alperen Şengün, Reed Shepard, and Jabari Smith among Houston Rockets.
Jalen Green's name on
there. Franz Wagner.
Yes.
So That is, again, something that speaks to the depth of this team and how there's a lot of options for this team to, like, really be really good despite the Fred VanVleet injury. Not just the fact that they essentially replaced Jalen Green's role in the offense with Kevin freaking Durant's role in the offense. It's that around Kevin Durant, they have so much young talent that could really pop off.
Well, they did a really good job bringing in a bunch of lengthy, like, wing players.
Yeah,
they're
very wing.
Like, yeah. I think they have like 7 different players I saw with wingspans over 7 feet.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they can rotate, you know, not a full like normal 8-man rotation, but they can pretty much just run waves at you with guys that have 7-foot wingspans to play the passing lanes.
And that plays a part in the question, which team had the best overall moves this offseason? First place, the Atlanta Hawks at 53%. Second place, the Houston Rockets at 27%. Nice. So that does speak to that. They also have the most athletic player in the NBA, according to Amen Thompson.
Of course.
With 58% of the
vote. Just give him the MVP already.
Right? And the most versatile defender in the NBA.
Amen Thompson,
18%. Draymond Green, 17%. Comes in at second. Others receiving votes. His twin brother, Asar Thompson. And also, Tari Eason of the Houston Rockets got some love there. So that to me was the biggest standout, more so than like what the GMs actually vote on and like what they actually think.
Yeah, because one of the people that voted on breakout player voted for Zion Williamson.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yeah. And to me, what the like body of these votes tell you is that the Houston Rockets have a lot of talent and a lot of very young talent. Like they have the player most likely to break out. They have 3 other guys that are at least one person thought is likely to break out. And they have the most versatile defender. They have the best athlete in the NBA. And they have the second place coach for which head coach is the best manager / motivator of people. Number one was Eric Spoelstra at 28%. Number two, Ime Udoka at 24%.
Steven Silas not on the list?
No, they only give me down. They only give me a top 5.
Oh damn. Yeah, well he's probably 6. He's probably 6.
Yeah.
Just you know what? I'm going to take back part of my answer because I think because I think even though I think I kind of pushed back on the breakout a little bit on Amen because to me he already kind of broke out. I mean, maybe that's nitpicking too much.
He wasn't an all-star.
So to that point, like he still has room to grow. But the reason I'm going to backtrack and go with the men instead of mentioning Reed, even though I think they're going to try Reed out.
Because you think Reed's a bum?
Well, Reed is a bum. But despite that, I think they're going to try him out. But to me, if we're talking about what option gives the Rockets their best possible ceiling, it's clearly that a man works out as your ball distributor and your playmaker, whether we call it point or whatever we call it, positionless basketball, I know. But if he works out as that, when you add in his versatile defense, his athleticism, everything else he does extremely well, just feels to be basically everything except for 3-point shooting, then if he hits that ceiling, that offers the Rockets the most upside.
Yeah, and if he does hit that ceiling, then you're talking about, instead of 2 All-Stars, you're talking about 3 bona fide All-Star level players with Kevin Durant, Alperen Şengün, and the breakout version of Amen Thompson. So yeah, that would be one of the best teams in basketball with that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we got to get out on the other side of the break, and it'll be time for our prize picks and also our NFL picks of the week. That when the bullpen returns, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back into the Bullpen, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. It is time to get hyped and give out our prize picks of the week. Our favorite DFS plays so far, we'll give you... at least I know with mine, the one I played, or the one I'm about to mention, is a lineup I actually did put in. I assume Sean and Cam will be the same. So these are not just lines we like. These are ones we've put in our money behind. So these are ones we really believe in.
Also helps for me to like keep them all in one place.
So. Yes, exactly. It also helps with organizing.
It helps organize it to where 100%. I can just find it.
It's like, it's worth $5 just to keep it organized, you know?
Whatever.
That was one of those sort of
things. And I'm going to make $30, you know?
Yeah, so. Damn right, brother. I put one down for $10. I think we'll pay out $88 if I hit, I believe is what it was. Big time.
Money
moves.
It's
big time stuff right there. All right, so Sean,
yes.
What is your first prize pick of the week, sir?
First prize pick of the week is a team that we talked a lot about so far today and really – I mean, this week we talked a lot about them, and that's the Ravens defense. And I'm going with the quarterback that gets to play the Ravens defense. I'm going with the Matt Stafford. Give me a more on 1.5 touchdown passes from Matt Stafford against the Ravens.
All right, Cam?
I am going to go with J.K. Dobbins. More than 69.5 rushing yards against the Jets.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought I was the dad because I liked Reacher. You're making just kidding jokes for JK. Jeez. If you don't mind, I will give all of mine in one go because it's all from the same game.
Go for it.
It's all the Red River Shootout. It's not the rivalry.
No, we couldn't call it the Shootout anymore.
I'm calling Sean's making it so much
worse.
Yeah,
he went
he's making it so much
worse. It's the OK Corral. I love that. That's a great part of Tombstone.
Now, I'm making this wager partially as a emotional hedge.
Mm. And I'm your Huckleberry.
And also because, I just expect OU to win. So this is a four-part parlay, if you will. I have the Sooners money line. Sooners plus, what is the number? Why did it take away the number? Oh, that's
I thought this was daily fantasy play.
It is, but I don't want to mention the other part because we're calling this prize picks, but they allow you to actually pick games
sounds
as
like
well.
Gambling to me.
Yeah, but it was plus 113.
Sounds sinful.
I think it was the line for OU. But back to the actual player
price, you know.
I took Arch Manning higher than a half an interception.
Yes.
I feel pretty good about that.
Good.
I couldn't believe this line was this low, but the only guy he has even remotely a rhythm with is Parker Livingstone. 24 receiving yards was his line, so I took the higher there.
A little banged up from last week.
A little banged up. Yeah, he took a wicked hit on his leg last week in the Florida game.
Not on the injury report, so he'll play.
I feel like two receptions against, or maybe one. And then, forgive me, I'm going to butcher this name, but he's been an absolute monster for OU this year. Yaron Connick, the tight end.
Got it.
Did I actually nail it? It doesn't matter. There's no way to know. Higher than 40.5 receiving yards.
Okay. I did a Jean-Matier more than half a touchdown pass.
Yeah, I mean, if he plays,
if he plays,
and then if he doesn't play, boom,
you get
injury insurance.
Yeah, there
right
you go.
There. Prize picks, promo code MAPES.
All right, MAPES, what do you got next?
Next one. Hold on. Okay. I switched over to the college football one.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm going back.
We did the whole bit about keeping it organized.
No, it was organized. It was just too – I didn't know which direction to swipe.
Sure.
Let's go with Rico Dowdle, revenge game against the Cowboys, more than 72.5 rushing yards.
I mean, he did go for, what, 203 last week?
Yes, against a bad
Panthers.
No, Dolphins Panthers. Defense. Yeah. A bad Miami Dolphins defense. Well, good news for Rico Dowdle. He's going against a bad – Dallas Cowboys defense this week.
True.
72.5 more.
Like very that. Intriguing. Cam? Yes, I like that one as well. I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford more than 254 passing yards against the horrendous Baltimore defense.
All right. Any more price picks for you guys, or should we get into our NFL game picks?
I can do Chase Brown. Yeah.
Chase Brown?
Oh. Yeah, more than 3.5 receptions.
I was about to say, like, the number's got to be pretty low in Chase Brown for you to play him more.
More than 3.5 receptions.
Okay.
Jake Browning just basically never dumped off the ball. He was just trying to get it to Chase and Higgins, which, understandable.
Yeah, Flacco will dump it off.
Flacco, I think, led the league, or he's pretty close in games he started with targets to running backs. So Chase Brown, good receiving back. He'll want to get the ball out quick going up against Micah Parsons in an offense that he barely knows because he's been there since Tuesday. So yeah, give
doesn't
me,
matter.
Give me the more.
Keith, you should know that you're also a pro, Sean. So. Yeah, pro recognized pro. What's your last one here, Cam?
This is a tricky one for me because I'm very hesitant on going less, but I think Aaron Rodgers just doesn't put up numbers like he used to. So I'm going to go less than 215.5 passing yards against a good Cleveland defense.
Cleveland, yeah.
He's
Cleveland,
only
yeah.
he's actually only thrown for over 200 yards one time this year.
No,
so.
I like that. Like yeah. ever since that last MVP season he had, which I think was 2001, like his yardage total
21.
21?
You said you said 2001.
Oh,
he wasn't in
okay.
the league in 2001.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I think it was a
all
freshman.
All right, all right.
Cal?
Probably a Cal not making the Rose Bowl because Texas, Mac Brown, politicked his way into it. Aaron Rodgers still
that's
mad about that one.
That's
I
the
know,
game.
I know, I know.
You got to learn how to play the game. That's what I always say.
But yeah, Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown for – he hasn't had these big explosion with his passing yardage totals ever since that last MVP season in 2021. So
actually, I think it was 22.
Oh, damn it. All right. I'm done. Let's go to the NFL picks. First, Cam, as you pull up this screen here, first let's go ahead and update our standings, and then we will get into our picks of the week, sir.
So, after last week, everybody's pretty much in the same position. I am in first at 13-7, followed by BMAC, who is 11-9, Sean at 7-8, and then abysmal, horrendous, disappointing, should be ashamed of yourself, 5-15, John.
But I
he had his first winning week though.
But he went 4-1 last week.
I
he
thought
went
I did.
3-2.
It was 3-2.
Oh, 3-2. Oh, you yes. told me you went 4-1.
Yeah, because the Giants played on Thursday and they won. So I was thinking that I got the Giants game right.
But we did the Giants Saints game.
And right. Yeah.
I got that one right.
Yeah. So did I.
It's the only one.
I still had a winning week though.
You did.
Yeah.
Credit
That's
due.
All.
A little less credit due, but credit due.
No. This isn't one of those participation trophy type leagues.
You went 3-2.
Oh.
Wow. Hard.
No, I'm just kidding. 3-2. I mean, that it.
All right. In a pick'em, that's good. What's our picks?
First game. Indianapolis versus Arizona.
I mean, I feel like we could all say this at once. Colts. You know what? I'm so confident. And I'm partly doing this as a bit because I'm about to speak for them in a live endorsement read. But this is my Burger Chan lock of the week.
That sounds good.
I'm inventing it right now.
A Burger Chan lock.
I'm so confident I would bet a delicious Burger Chan burger.
That's your spicy aioli play of the day.
That's my scallion aioli.
Scallion aioli
play of the day. It's my lock of the century.
Yeah.
Okay. As endorsed by Burger Chan. Yeah, it's easily Colts all day.
Easily.
All day.
I guess I'll go with the Colts too then.
Cam? Johnny?
Johnny went with the Colts.
Yeah, I also had Indianapolis.
He plugged his picks in already.
Oh, look at that. Look at this go-getter.
Ever done that.
Yeah, look at this go-getter.
No, you don't have to. I said I would.
Okay.
But, you know, he's his own man.
Yeah.
Jacksonville versus Seattle.
Ooh. This is a good one. Where's this game at? Remind me.
Jacksonville.
Seattle. No, it's in Jacksonville. Jacksonville.
Of course, I'm going to take the word of the most professional one here, which is Sean Mapes. Man, I do not like a team from the West Coast traveling three time zones to the East Coast. Is this a noon kickoff?
It is a noon kickoff, 74 degrees, cloudy.
I think I would have picked Seattle, but I because of that, I will actually, man, Trevor Lawrence sucks, but I'll give me the Jags.
They lead the league in forced turnovers.
I know. I'm not picking it because of him, because I still don't think he's played that well, but whatever.
Seahawks 8-0 in their last 8 road games, including a win at noon in Pittsburgh earlier this week. They've been good.
Earlier this week?
Earlier this year. I think it was week 2.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, week 2. With that being said, give me the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
Cam?
That's not where I thought you were going.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to go Seattle.
Okay. Brian and I both picked Seattle last week and lost. So
yeah, maybe we're feeling a little bit of
steam. We have some hurt feelings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were almost there, but Baker,
I mean, I'll pick them.
Baker did Baker did things.
Spoiler for next week's show.
John, pick? Him.
Seattle.
All
nice,
right.
2-2. Okay, Chicago versus Washington.
Ooh, Monday night.
Monday night game.
Monday night
all
in
my
Washington.
Friends.
Yes.
I will pick Washington.
Okay.
Revenge for the Hail Mary.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels was back. I'm not going to rehash what the Commanders did last week, Cam. But it certainly looks like they're back to their winning ways. So give me the Commanders.
See, to me, I wasn't impressed by what they did last week. They beat a hurt team.
Thank you.
That's why revenge for the Hail Mary from last
year.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. It's a rematch of the Hail Mary.
Give me the Bears. Tyreek Stevenson, game-winning pick six.
He's not going to turn around
and
play to the crowd while the game's still going
on? Not until the final whistle.
I also am with Sean on this. I like that Jaden Daniels is back, but I don't know. There's something that's pushing me to go to Chicago.
Johnny?
Yeah, I don't believe in Chicago. I took Washington.
All right, me and Belmer. I like it.
I think we've been split.
Very nice.
On everyone.
Two and two? Yeah. I think so.
This is a good one. Kansas City versus Detroit.
That is in
Kansas City.
Yes, and it's Sunday Night Football. I can't wait for it. I know Kansas City's looked a lot better recently. I kind of throw out, though, on the other side, the week one performance from Detroit is just, a complete whatever. Not any way indicative of who they are the rest of the season to me, because it's been consistently, they're just bludgeoning people. Now, I know one of those games is Cincinnati, but they're just bludgeoning people every single week. I don't think they bludgeon, but I think they win the game. Give me the Lions.
Nice. Me as well.
Give me the Chiefs.
Ew.
Hater.
Gross.
No one goes into Arrowhead and gets a win.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. Except some for teams do.
I don't know, two teams that did it this year.
Johnny?
Yeah, the Lions are feeling themselves. I took Detroit.
Feeling themselves too much.
So that makes Sean a lone wolf over here. All right, we're on our last game, the game against the spread.
This might be the game of the week, Tampa Bay versus San Francisco. Tampa Bay is favored by 3.5. They are in Tampa Bay, so that obviously has a lot to do with that point.
Have we heard a final yay or nay on Brock Purdy?
He's out.
He is officially out.
Okay, that helps
but
the Niners.
Tampa Bay is also out Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Bucky Irving.
But what about Emeka Egbegbu?
He is the lone wolf, as Sean would say.
There's a drop on my page if you want to play it, Johnny. That was how Gronk pronounced Emeka Egbuka. He pronounced it Emeka Egbegbu. It's on the Brian One Quick Start page, if you could quickly find it. I think it says Gronk or Egbuka or Emeka, something like that. But, man, this is tough. I don't know if I think Matt Jones, still dealing with some depleted talent, like weapons around him, can go into Tampa and get the win. So I definitely think Tampa wins the game. He said the number was 3.5.
Yes.
Good line by Vegas.
It's a very good line. It feels like a 3-point game.
They did it again.
You know what? I'm gonna go 49ers and take the points. 49ers plus 3.5. I think Tampa wins, but I don't think they cover. So 49ers plus 3.5.
All the times I've picked Tampa Bay this year, I've been correct. But there's just too many. What can I say?
Yeah, he's first in the thing. It's right a lot.
I think it's just one of those games where it's just too many injuries to that team. So I'm going to go San Francisco.
It is funny that we're saying too many injuries for a team and then picking the San Francisco 49ers, who was also hurt.
Very, very injured.
But I agree. And you know what? I'll take the 3.5 points. I don't think I'll need them.
You think they win outright?
Niners do it outright.
All right. And what did
Not
Johnny
for record
have? I know he's
purposes,
looking for
that doesn't matter.
Tampa Bay.
Oh, so Johnny's the lone wolf on this one. You find that drop, Johnny? No? All right. Yeah. It's okay. I'll show you where it is during the break. Maybe we can play it during the final segment. All right. That'll do it for our prize picks and our game picks of the week. On the other side of the break, when we get back, it'll be time for Mount Rushmore plus one. But before we go to break, football season is here, as you know, and I've got the best way for you to celebrate every big win this season, and that's with our friends at Burger Chan. There are a lot of great burgers in the city, but Burger Chan makes the freshest, tastiest burgers in the city without a doubt, and they've got the awards to prove it. In 2023 and 2024, Burger Chan was ranked by Yelp as one of the best 100 restaurants in the country. Not just burger places, not just best places in Houston, but one of the best restaurants in the whole damn country, and it's right here in our backyard. Every meal is prepared from scratch using only the freshest ingredients to meet their high standards and ensuring it's made just for you, just the way you want it. Very customizable too. Truly every burger you order is one of a kind. I actually got a burger from Burger Chain yesterday. I got it on their sweet sourdough with just one patty. I don't really usually like the double patty with cheddar cheese. Got some crispy onion strings, a little mustard, a little lettuce. That's the way I like it. But you can get, you know, countless options. You could get kimchi, relish on yours. You could get barbecue sauce, bacon, fried egg, however you want it. And due to the demand of all the hungry Estonians like me craving the burgers, they've extended their hours now. They were once closed on Mondays and closed at 3 the rest of the week, but no longer. Burger Chain is now open Monday for lunch and dinner service Wednesday through Saturday until 9, in addition to their normal hours the rest of the week. But you'll want to stop by on Mondays in particular, because they're partnering with us to celebrate big wins this football season on Victory Monday. Any Monday after the Texans win, stop by Burger Chain to claim your free side with the purchase of any entree. I mostly go with the burgers, but they also make delicious chicken sandwiches, fried fish sandwiches, hot dogs, falafel, and breakfast sandwiches as well. Just stop by on the Monday after a Texans win, mention my name, Brian, mention ESPN 97.5, or just say Go Texans, and you'll get a free side with your entree. Burger Chan, best burgers in the city. Find them at 5353 West Alabama and see their full menu at BurgerChanHTX.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who we'll become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
These courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Welcome in, Houston, to the best part of your weekend. Welcome into Mount Rushmore Plus One, the award-winning, groundbreaking segment that forever changed the landscape of sports radio, not just in the city of Houston, nay, worldwide, and will land Sean, Cam, myself, John Belmer, Andrew Carlson, RJ Saunders, and other people that I'm forgetting off the top of my head in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame far and far less than the 27 years it took those bums John Lance to get in there.
Don't forget about Chevy.
Yeah, yeah, Josh Chavance.
Yeah,
he was amongst the names I forgot to mention. Yeah. Yes, I knew there was at least one name.
Joe George,
yeah, he's participated a few times. AJ has participated a few times. Yes, so we'll throw them in there as well. We're all in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame in less than 27 years. 13 and a half is my over-under. All right, so I'll go ahead and go first. I actually wrote this list pretty early this morning. But not to get all boring, like middle-aged wife on you, but I had a dream last night where we were all in a heist situation.
And who's we all?
The only person I remember, and I'll tell you who it is because he's on this list, was Joe. The rest is called kind of fuzzy. But in this heist, Joe went rogue and shot a guy. And so now we're all got a murder rap.
Who's looking at me, man? Yeah. He was Wangro from Heat. Okay.
But yeah, so that's the situation. Like it was the heist was going well. Like we had pulled it off.
It was going well, yeah.
And then Joe's like, hold on, I got something to take care of. And he circled back and he shot a guy, and now we're all facing murder.
Don't make me do it, man. Don't be a hero.
It is. It's also an accessory to turn on your microphone, please.
Accessory to murder.
Thank you.
Law and order.
Yeah, you're dropping from the professional ranks now, Cam. It's just Belmer and Mapes over here. You're joining me in the unprofessional side.
Oh, I'm back.
I'm sorry. It's all right.
Can we get to the next on the list?
I figure we kill time more. We only got 2 minutes to break. All right. Sorry. My most likely to go rogue during a heist, members of the ESPN 97.5 staff. Obviously, on the list first, Joe. I saw it in a dream.
Yeah.
I think Joe shoots a guy, and we're all in a lot of trouble. Next on the list, sorry to do this, because I'm looking right at him. Sean Mapes, I think, goes rogue.
What?
I don't think you're a stick to the plan sort of guy. I don't. I think you go rogue at some point. Well, I'm not saying you're going to shoot a guy,
okay,
but I don't think you're a stick to the plan sort of guy.
I think
you deviate.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'd be the getaway driver.
I don't know if I'd want you there.
We can't have you be a getaway driver. You're too athletic. Remember, you won the
race.
I have to be the one in the vault.
Yes.
I have to be the one that jostles the bank man. Let me see your manager. I have to be that guy.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was pretty good, right? Yeah, I've seen a lot of movies.
It wasn't too bad. So I think Belmer's a stick to the plan guy. I'm not sure about Cam. I guess it depends on how much water, in quotes, he's drank that day. The variety.
I'm always prepared for a job.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm not including them in this. Who I am including, I'll go and say them at once because they're a team. John and Lance.
Okay.
They're both going rogue for much different reasons, but I think they're both going rogue. And last one on the list, technically not with us anymore, but with us in spirit, a shout out to a fallen member here at the station, Paul Gallant.
Oh,
100%.
Still alive.
Yes. I say that as in he just no longer works with us. What'd you think I was going to say, Fred Fowler?
Somebody, not here.
But Paul Gallant would 100% go rogue in a heist.
Yeah.
Kim, what is your Mount Rushmore plus one?
Mine is clever homeless people signs.
Okay.
Because I've seen a few by the Galleria.
Okay.
You guys see the guy that throws the hat in the street?
Yeah.
See that guy. Awesome.
Yeah, he's athletic.
6 days a week.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Pretty good. So some of these I've witnessed, some of these I have not. So just bear with me. And this is a good one. I bet you can't hit me with a quarter.
Mm.
That's.
Did you try?
This, I did not see this man in person.
Oh, okay.
But that is a great way to
get people to get people
involved with charity.
Yeah.
Throwing a quarter at a homeless man or woman.
Charity.
Yeah.
Charity.
Thank you for saying or woman.
Thank you. What a white knight you
are. Yes.
My ex-wife had a better lawyer.
I've seen that one.
I saw that one in Montrose. Why lie? I need a beer.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
Good one. spread some cheese on this broke cracker.
Next.
That's a great one.
It is. I just don't know where to respond for that.
He was a white too. So
okay,
it makes
sense.
That's good.
So we can say it.
Yes. We'll kidnap your boss for a dollar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a cheap.
Would he go rogue?
Yeah, would he go rogue? Yeah, for a dollar? No, we'd have to give him two.
I wonder how much he would charge to kill
one up front,
the boss.
One when the job's done.
Yeah, exactly.
50 cents
up front.
Yeah, I need that 50 cents up front, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the end of the list?
Yeah,
Johnny, you got one you can go through quickly.
No, that's all.
Okay,
right.
That's good. We're up against time.
Lames.
Main event. This.
Oh, no, we're not going to break.
No.
My Mount Rushmore this week is of common sayings that I hate. Okay. Common sayings, when like used, it. I'm like, shut up.
Number one, shut up.
No, these are ones I hate. I like shut up a lot. A whole different kettle of fish.
Excuse me, what?
What the hell are you talking about,
dude? That's even old for me.
Yeah, just say it's different.
Who
all
says
right?
that?
I don't know. I've never heard anyone say that to me.
Really?
I've literally never heard that.
Yeah, has someone said that to you, Sean?
Yeah. People, that's the thing people say. It's a whole different kettle of fish.
You need to hang out with a different group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Cat got your tongue?
Oh, okay. Shut up.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm stupid.
Grow up. That's what I say.
Grow up. I think that's a problem. They're too
other animals up. Can grab your tongue.
This one is another one. It's, I guess, technically good advice. I don't really like it, though. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Don't tell me when to count my chickens, all right?
So you count your chickens before they hatch?
I mean, don't you want to count the eggs?
You gotta know.
That helps for record keeping.
Yeah.
That you know how many eggs you have.
I love how literal and far you've taken this, yes.
I mean, the next one is partially based off my appreciation for the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Paul Rudd's character in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. But when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And John, you know what I say?
Okay, here's the deal. When life gives you lemons, just say f*** the lemons and bail.
Yeah, f*** the lemons. Bail.
See? That person with that attitude is going rogue.
Lemonade is also overrated.
I didn't realize you'd pull a drop from that earlier. Play that again, Johnny. It's not the rivalry.
I wouldn't go rogue. I don't know why you think I'd go rogue. 100%.
Yeah, when you face a lemon, you say F it and bail. You go rogue.
The lemon.
You're not sticking to the plan.
And this one is, I heard someone say it. This is the actual reason. I hate it every time someone says it. It's so stupid. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. No, it's not. We have a thing where it has the actual definition of words. It's called dictionary. That's not in there for insanity. That's not what insanity is.
Well,
the same thing maybe you're looking in the wrong dictionary, Sean.
Merriam-Webster. I'm sorry.
Old and dusted.
Urban Dictionary.
Dictionary.com. I'm sorry.
My dictionary isn't online, okay? That's all I got to say.
I don't know
if that means.
I don't
so
like
I'm
that.
Just
that sounds... I don't know. I'm not sure if I like it. Sounds anarchist cookbook like to me.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will move on. We got one segment left today.
You did that.
That is, of course, what we love from sports this week and the worst people in sports this week. When we get back, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
This is the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, about 6-7 minutes left to go in the show. We'll be back next week with an abbreviated version. We'll have to make way for the Aggies pregame show next week, leaving the end of the show to be 1:30 instead of 2 o'clock. Aggies taking on Florida tonight. Pre-game starts at, I believe, 5 o'clock, kickoff at 6, so make sure you tune into the station for that. But right now, the bullpen, Sean Mapes, Cam Smith, Brian McDonald, and John Belmer. We finish off with what we loved in sports and our worst people in sports this week. My worst person in sports this week, as we go ahead and swim with the anger sharks, I actually have two. One, Jey Uso. I mean, this morning, you all saw it.
Yeah,
I mean. Drool. He gets involved in the match when Roman Reigns tells him and his brother Jimmy to not be involved. So strike one. And not only does he get involved in the match, but because he moves out of the way when there's a spear coming his way from Bron Breakker, Roman Reigns gets speared through a table. Tsunami 1-2-3. Roman Reigns loses. Jey Uso, terrible human being. And my other worst person in sports this week, Texan safety Kalen Bullock. For talking trash about Whataburger in a post where he was at the In-N-Out, one of the In-N-Out drive-thrus throughout the city.
Yep.
Waiting.
Bad stuff.
Yeah, come on, man. You can't come into the HTX and start talking trash about Whataburger.
Yeah, at least be over 500.
Yeah. That, or maybe have a few Pro Bowls, maybe a ring. Yeah, you know, like, let's. It's your second year in the league, buddy. Yeah. Let's settle down with the Whataburger smack. All right. Cam, who's your worst person in sports?
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No explanation needed. Yeah.
Sean. What an ass.
Yeah, you stab somebody. That qualifies.
No, he got stabbed. But he beat up.
He initiated.
He caused the stabbing that he received. Yes. How about that?
Mine is whoever changed the original rivalry trophy for Ohio State and Illinois. It's called the Illibuck Trophy. It was first awarded in 1924. It was originally a live turtle that would change teams.
It was originally they traded back and forth a live turtle.
Unfortunately, they only did that until 1926 when that turtle died, and since then they've just gone with a replica turtle, like a wooden turtle.
Stupid,
weak.
Yeah, it's terrible. My worst person in sports this week is someone who probably died 50 years ago, but it's whoever in 1926 decided not to just get another turtle and have them trade that turtle back. Turtles live for a long time. You can just get another one.
Like 100 plus.
Honestly, it's on them for only making 2 years with the first one.
Yeah, for
you can,
sure.
You can gamble on them, too.
Yes.
Turtle races.
You can.
I'm an active.
Have you gambled on turtle races?
I go almost every Thursday.
I cannot tell if you're being serious right now.
Dead ass. It's at the Little Woodrow's a block from my house. I have no reason not to.
I've seen those signs. Yeah. Yes, that's actually real. That is real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
All right. You made money doing this?
No, technically, the gambling you do there is you get free drinks. So the gambling that I do has to be behind the scenes. But yes, I have won some money against...
It's no longer behind the scenes if you admit to it.
Well, they almost kicked us out one time for doing it.
But they put it on the damn sign at the place.
No, I'm talking about almost kicked us out because we were actually doing money bets.
Okay. Yes. All right, changing, money was changing hands. It's not just pick the winning turtle and get three free beers.
Yeah.
Half off bucket if you get the right one.
All right. Speaking of things that swim, turtles, get it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You get it? All right. I'm glad you got that. Let's go ahead and doggy paddle over the sea of tranquility. Leave the anger sharks behind. Mm-hmm. Talk about what we love from sports this week. What I love from sports this week is the vibe that is Camp Scataboo. I think we all saw it, those who watched college football and saw him at Arizona State, you know, in the years prior. And before that, he was at what, like Delaware State or what?
Sacramento State.
I can remember some small directional school, but just so much fun to watch play, run people over. Have you seen the picture they use for him on Sleeper, the Sleeper app? It's of him like ripping his helmet off, doing the la, like almost like the 90s Budweiser was up face, basically. But man, Camp Scattered was so much fun. What did you guys love from sports this week?
I loved Aja Wilson for the Aces.
Care to explain?
Well, they won their third title in 4 years, and I think she's the first person ever to win league MVP, scoring title, defensive player of the year, and finals MVP. So shout out to her. Yeah. And Becky Hammond, who I think could coach an NBA team if they weren't full of divas.
She was the first person to ever make a game-winning shot over a married couple because game three was over. A married couple?
There's crowd fans in the...
No. Two of the Phoenix Mercury players are married.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Boom. Over you and your wife.
You thought two fans would run out?
Wasn't sure what was happening with that one.
Middle-aged people standing there.
Sorry, I'm a little behind on my WNBA knowledge.
Well, you brought up Aja Wilson.
True, I did. Well, she's a baddie.
Thing I loved in sports this week. You know what? Take it away. David Ortiz and Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Dale. The Yankee lose. The Yankee lose. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Oh, hey, let's do it again. The Yankees lose. The Yankees lose.
Yankee lose. Let's go, baby. But you don't take it personal.
One more. The Yankees lose.
Oh, my God. I don't think there's anything else left to be said. Vlad, you were awesome. We'll see you in the next round. Go enjoy it, all right?
Llámame. Dale, te llamo de una vez. Gracias.
My favorite part of that video was Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez laughing and then slowly actually kind of getting upset.
Like, the first time they were like, oh, good. That's funny. And then by the end of like, oh. All right.
Derek Jeter especially, like, you can tell he like actually hates it.
I loved it.
I think David Ortiz would do that job just for the opportunity to say the Yankees lose on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he got so much. I don't know at what point Vlad was over it, but David Ortiz like, one more time.
Yeah.
Just kept egging him on. That was fantastic. All right, that'll do it for the bullpen this week. Thank you to Sean. Thank you to Cam. Thank you to John Belmer behind the glass. I am Brian McDonald. Again, Aggies football starts at, 5 o'clock with the pregame, 6 o'clock with the kickoff their game against Florida, so make sure you tune in for that. And then next week, we'll be back on from noon to 1:30 leading up to another Aggies football game with that pregame starting at 1:30. I am Brian McDonald. Thank you for joining us, folks. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
The Yankee lose.
ESPN 97.5.